didn't see much of him catching the ball. We saw, I guess, maybe the spring that was something you could do very well then in college, was the ability to block on third down one of the things that kept you from being out there more, or was it just that they had Sproles who was so good at it?
I kind of think it was a little bit of both, because toward, like, when the season started rolling, I started getting more reps and kind of needed me to be in there to do it. I got better at it each and every week, and Deuce was even telling me the other day how good I got at pass protection. So, but I think just us having that guy, this legend, in the other room, at third down guy, so I think that kind of played a lot into it.
What did you learn from guys like Sproles?
Just follow him around. He really didn't have to say too much, just the way he took care of his business. He was always on time. He took care of his body. Last one in, first one here, last one out. So just, and he's like my neighbor. So when he was there, I was knocking on the door. Any questions I needed, anything I needed, he was kind of there for me. Same with Ryan and Kane. And them guys just want the room to be green. And I think just that friendship we have is like more than just a game.
With the experience you gained this year, do you feel like you're ready for a bigger role next season?
Yeah, I definitely think so, just because I want to take it and learn from it, and I'm not going to do the same mistakes I had last year, and I'm going to know what's going on and kind of just like the experience. That's it.
But you say your neighbor. Do you mean literally your house, or just that he's the next locker room?
He's both.
Really?
Yeah, my apartment is right here, and he's right there, and the lockers is right here.
You have apartments right next to each other?
Yep.
In Philly?
We stay right next to each other. So I bang on the wall when he's up running around, and he bangs on the wall when I'm up running around.
You got a question at 2 a.m.? You go knock on the door?
Huh?
You got a question?
Yeah, he need anything. He came and got some ketchup the other day.
Joking aside, that's got to be a beneficial experience for you to have someone like that.
Yeah, definitely. Just who he is as a person. I already have respect for him before I met him, and just getting to know him and things like that, and having the easy access to Darren Sproles is kind of great for me, and it was a great experience.
How did that come to, like, how did that happen? Like, did he say that there was, like, an apartment opening next to him, or?
No, I was there first.
Oh, okay.
Then he told me where he was. I was like, you're right next to me, so. It kind of worked out for both of us.
You guys didn't even realize it?
Yeah, we didn't even realize it until he moved in.
What does it mean to you, Wendell, that so many guys outside of Carson contributed as rookies to his team? Yourself, Big V, Ike, Jalen.
I think it's just a great thing, kind of the young guys, and it kind of shows you the future a little bit. And, like, we met with all the coaches, and they believe this class was a great class, and kind of, it's showing our step and what we want to be and what this team wants to develop into. So I think young guys coming in contributing early kind of gives you hope a little bit.